A reading from Acts, the 13th chapter, verses 42 to 52. As they went out, the people begged that these things might be told them the next Sabbath. And after the meeting of the synagogue broke up, many Jews and devout converts to Judaism followed Paul and Barnabas, who, as they spoke with them, urged them to continue in the grace of God. The next Sabbath, almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. But when the Jews saw the crowds, they were filled with jealousy and began to contradict what was spoken by Paul, reviling him. And Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly, saying, "It was necessary that the word of God be spoken first to you, since you thrust it aside and judge yourselves unworthy of eternal life. Behold, we are turning to the Gentiles. For so the Lord has commanded us, saying, 'I have made you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth.' And when the Gentiles heard this, they began rejoicing and glorifying the word of the Lord, and as many as were appointed to eternal life believed. And the word of the Lord was spreading throughout the whole region. But the Jews incited devout women of high standing and the leading men of the city, stirred up persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and drove them out of their district. But they shook off the dust from their feet against them and went to Jerusalem. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God." For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Kurt Muse, St. Peter's Lutheran Church, East Peoria, Illinois.
"And the word of the Lord spread to the whole region." Friends in Christ, greetings and peace in the name of Jesus, who is the head of his church. Bad religion and bad spirituality is like bad food. It not only tastes bad, but lacks fulfillment and nutrition, and leads to spiritual sickness and even spiritual death. The show Restaurant Impossible, not sure if you've seen it before, features struggling restaurants that serve rather, well, lousy food. The result is emptier tables, meager profits, and cooks and owners who yell for help. Robert Irvine, a master chef, is called in. He diagnoses the restaurant's food by sampling it, and then he begins the makeover. Better trained cooks, better food preparation, enticing menus, better servants, appearance of the restaurant, and so forth. While he creates a tasty and attractive menu, he also has a kickoff date for the Better Prepared restaurant that is geared toward having customers eager to return. His marketing campaign is to take samples to area businesses and groups, and when they taste, they come into the restaurant, not only to win customers, but to show that this is a chain restaurant with a tastier, healthier menu. Those in Asia Minor during the time of the early church also were given a rather lousy diet of food, of spiritual food, works righteousness, and hope that included an unfulfilling menu, shallow piety, a religion of tradition and works, served up by heating platters by Jews. Likewise, by our fallen nature, our appetite is for unhealthy and sinful plates of the pleasure of this world. We enjoy the stocked buffet lines of self-indulgence, lust, disrespect, apathy, and pride, and it goes on. Jesus Christ is the bread of life, who calls his chosen in the waters of baptism, where he connects his life to them and gives them the gift of eternal life. His life-giving word, which is the bread of life, that is satisfying. God's word tells us, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." He feeds his own people, his own body and blood, to be united with him. That points to a greater feast, an eternal feast in heavenly mansions. This was a life-giving menu served up by God's master chefs and servants, Paul and Barnabas, in the synagogue. They not only corrected the nutritionless menu of the law that doesn't save, but they proclaimed the life-giving message that only by faith in Christ one is justified, not by works of the law of Moses. By the power of the Holy Spirit, this message of Christ and him crucified was received joyfully. So enticing and delicious were the words that the hearers couldn't get enough. They needed seconds and thirds. During the week, Paul and Barnabas and other believers gave out wholesome samples and servings of this truthful message. Blessed by the Spirit, the whole city came to taste and see this new message. when the joyful news was shared that the serving just wasn't for Jews, but for all, including the Gentiles. The Bible tells us in those words of Acts that those appointed to eternal life believed. Today, we as God's children gather in God's house to be fed his word that satisfies. Christ still is the bread of life that is filling, and his water of grace through his word and sacraments will never leave one thirsty, but wells up in us. In Bible study and the fellowship of the communion of saints, we're filled and fed with hope and encouragement. Strengthened with a solid message of grace in Christ, the Holy Spirit enables us to show the fruits of faith in all our vocations and callings, whether that's at the grocery store, in the gym, at school, in hallways, where we work, our homes. We, by God's grace, are life-giving samples of solid food in a world filled with unhealthy diets and spoiled messages. We never know what a kind deed or a word of God appropriately spoken at a certain time blesses a life. However, any healthy message of life and of God's word and truth and faithful critics of lousy spiritual diets will be met at times with anger and sometimes persecution, just as the prophets in the Old Testament, for our Lord, and now for his apostles in Acts, they are harassed. We too may increasingly so be mocked and ridiculed for our faith, and the message of grace, and the message of the wholesome Christian life, and a diet of God's food, and a sanctified life by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yet we too, like the prophets before, like Paul and Barnabas and the early apostles that shared their faith, we're blessed with the gift of eternal life and the hope. And so we too, like the disciples, are filled with joy in the Holy Spirit. So as Dr. Martin Luther said in his famous hymn, "A mighty fortress is our God, that no matter what happens to us, the kingdom of God ours remaineth." And all God's people say, Amen.
We thank Pastor Kurt Muse for this meditation on God's Word.